How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
I was just waiting for everybody to show up. Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, digital world broadcast under the KXOI building, where it is a Wednesday. Welcome to the fourth day of December, 12-4, 2024. Guess what? No Kevin. No Steve. Huh. All right, well, let's do this, folks. It's just me and you. We've just got a couple good things for you right off the bat. First of all, it's another chance to qualify for $1,000. We got some Christmas cash for you. We're going to draw for $1,000 on Friday. That's the first thing. Second thing is it happens to be Beanie Bonanza Day today. I know. Beanie Bonanza Day. Which means we've got a bunch of these Coyote Country beanies that we're going to be giving away today. So there'll be a bunch of chances for you to win those. We have another Christmas wish for you coming up at 7:45. And I was also, by the way, you do might want to watch for a little bit of freezing rain. I noticed it coming in that started drizzling and it looked like it might be, you know, starting to maybe freeze. So you kind of want to watch for those normal places that get that. Bridge decks and all the rest of that, because it's right at 32 degrees. And well, now that I said that, it just dropped to 31. So be a little safe out there this morning. I know it got a little tricky last night. And I just saw this. This is the things to look forward to in December. If you want to start writing them down. I did like this little website because things to look forward to in December. The number one thing was Christmas. Thanks. Didn't know. Number two, a couple of movies you might be wanting to go see with the kids. Both don't come out till the 20th, though. That's the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Mufasa the Lion King. Those are coming out on the 20th. Obviously, we got the bowl games, which start in about 10 days. And then Nate Bargatze's got a new stand-up special on Netflix, which is on the 24th. Nothing says Christmas Eve like Nate Bargatze.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Can you still hear the radio?
Now, we're not going to be able to hear you. You're just going to have to count to like 10 seconds and then, you know, take the phone out or whatever. So we, because we won't be able to hear you.
Kevin James.
I drive a truck. You want me to count? We'll try that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, let's learn about each other, shall we? It's a Beanie Bonanza Day. Patty, what's up?
Not much. Driving to work.
Hey, guess what, Patty?
First call of the day.
You're a winner.
Ding, 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 ding.
Congratulations.
And the winner is...
Wow, all that. First call of the day. You get yourself our first beanie, part of the Beanie Bonanza Wednesday today. I mean, congrats.
Thank you.
Are you a beanie wearer?
I am.
What do you do for a living, if I may ask? And, you know, you can always lie if you don't want to tell me.
I work for Catholic Charities of Eastern Washington.
Okay. All right. Very, very good. Good deal. And what do you do for them?
I help our house get jobs. I'm an employment specialist.
Wow. What a great... Good for you and for everybody else, I would think, who benefits from that. Nice,
yeah.
Nice effort. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here. I'd like to get to know more about you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Do you wish there was snow right now?
Yes.
Because of the Christmas holiday, or are you like to ski, or you're snowboarder, snowmobiler? What are you?
Because of the Christmas holiday, I just like winter.
Just gets you into the spirit of the whole thing?
Yes.
Have you ever
exactly.
You ever tried snowshoeing?
No.
You said it like you thought that was a dumb question. And after I asked it, I kind of thought it was a dumb question, too. But I was, my wife and I were talking about, you know, we want to get into hiking. We're going to try to do more of that, get outside, the whole thing. And I told her, I said, you know what we should try is snowshoeing. I feel like that's like hiking in the winter. And she gave me the same sort of response you just gave me, Patty. Like
that, I think it sounds like too much work.
That's exactly what she said. She goes, well, it sounds like a lot of work, and I don't love the cold that much, so good idea.
Right.
Patty, what is the longest you ever owned a single car?
Oh, wow. Like 12 years?
Okay, that's a pretty good chunk. You still have it, or you got rid of that one?
No, I got rid of it.
Or it got rid of you, one or the other.
Right.
At some point, it's so old and falling apart, it gets rid of you. Have you ever been to a kid's movie as an adult, like at the movie theater?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
No, but I want to go to Moana.
Yeah, you should. You go to Moana, too. My wife and I went to that. It was a good, I didn't think it was as good as the first one, but then again, how many sequels are?
Exactly.
How many tubs or containers or whatever you want to call them of Christmas decorations do you have at your house?
Oh, maybe 20.
20?
Yeah.
Is that indoor and outdoor?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm starting to feel a little bit more normal. I took a picture of the ones that my wife and I have, and I sent it to my daughter and her new husband and said, he always says, hey, everybody gets one tub per season. And I was like, that's unrealistic because Christmas, you're never going to be able to, like, you know, you just have the ornaments. It's going to take one whole tub.
Right.
And I sent him a picture of, I think there was like 8 of them, and that didn't include anything for outside. And he's like, I'm never doing that. I'm like, I'm not sure that gets to be your decision.
Exactly. No, that's not his decision at all.
So cute how he thinks he gets to have an opinion, though.
Right.
And finally, Patty, what do you think the perfect age is for life? Like, if you could have frozen yourself in time, or maybe you haven't reached it yet, for the perfect age, what do you think it'd be?
50.
50, okay. Just because you have more knowledge and you're more comfortable in your own skin, or?
I think it's like a midway between being young and naive and being older. It's kind of like that perfect, I know what I need to know and I can do what I want to do.
There you go. That's a great, great answer. All right, well, look, we've got a beanie for you. It's Beanie Bonanza Day. I'm going to set you up with one of the Coyote Country beanies, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on one sec, Patty.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Even when we break up 2 years later, I'm still going to be saying your name on the air.
Huh.
So, it's part of the deal.
Kevin James.
If you want all this, you get all that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, the Christmas wish continues today. It is going to be our third delivery day, which, by the way, is brought to you by the Money Tree today. And we also have another call that we'll make to someone and award them their Christmas wish coming up around 7:45. And then your first chance right after that to qualify for the $1,000. Every week we're giving away $1,000 of Christmas cash. It's just a busy time of the year, guys. It's just, there's a lot going on, including last night's CMA Country Christmas. I don't know if you saw any of it, but Trisha Yearwood hosts with Amy Grant, and John Party was there.
Up in the cabin now for 3 long days, watching that blizzard through the window pane. Well, the man says that it ain't letting up.
400 horsepower sleigh there.
Twice and I brought me a truck. So baby, slip your coat on. What you say we go?
And we announced it this morning. John Party is coming to Northern Quest Resort and Casino on June 20th. We'll have tickets to see John Party starting next Monday morning right here on Coyote Country. John Party coming to town. Also last night on the CMA Country Christmas, let's see, Trisha, of course, was there singing. She's still awesome.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell. smells green, snowing and blowing up bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell chime in jingle bell time. Dancing.
She's always one of those people that hurt. Sounds like she's not even really trying. Just it's almost too easy. So yeah, great, a pretty good show last night. I mean, old Cody Johnson was there to sing. Every time I hear Cody Johnson sing Christmas songs, I think, does he want to rope the reindeer or just hunt them?
And mistletoe and presents under the tree.
All right. Sylvester Stallone was in an interview yesterday, and he was talking about the fact that he, at one point, after dating his, you know, current wife, which he's been with since 1997, at one point, they had been together for quite a long time, and he had decided to break up with her. And he did it in an absolutely terrible way.
For a small period, you broke up with her.
Yeah.
You FedExed her a letter? Who FedExed a breakup
letter
an hour and a half?
That's the most insincere breakup you can get. It's like, do you can't even say, you can't even, you put it down in words because you don't have the guts to do it face to face.
I'm going to FedEx you a letter. Also, obviously, that was well before texting and all the rest of it. But apparently, the equivalent of a text breakup back in the 90s was FedExing a letter that says we want to break up. And to how lucky is he that she still wanted to marry him? What the heck? Are you kidding me right now? Well, let me find this for you. You're a guy, and you're in the dating scene. This lady wants you to know something. Well, first thing she wants you to know is she's not high maintenance. You are.
Friendly PSA to the men of the world, because I don't know if you guys genuinely don't know or if you're just rude. If you're going on a date with a woman, that woman has started preparing for the date hours in advance because of all the stuff that we have to do. You might notice I have a full face of makeup on right now, and that's because I was planning to go on a date in like an hour. The date just texted me and asked to reschedule
because
he's busy with work.
Yeah, that's rude.
Sir, non-respectfully, I have been planning for this, getting ready for this whole day. I've been hydrating. I've been doing skincare. I've been doing a self-tanner.
What?
I put a hair mask in my hair this morning.
What is that?
I did my makeup. I haven't done my hair yet. And now you text me and you want to reschedule. And then people want to know why I'm always like dating different people.
No, they don't.
It's because I just don't have the patience for this.
I'm sure
I will never go on a date with this person again. I'm not even being funny or dramatic. Like, it's so rude.
You're not being funny.
It's disrespectful of my time. Uh-huh. And I don't want to be with someone like that. So it's like, do you guys just not get it? I feel like for men, like, you guys get ready really quickly.
Yeah, we do.
But even then, like, even if I got ready quickly, like, what if I wanted to do something else tonight? Now it's too late to do something else.
Hydrating? What was that one thing with the hair thing?
I put a hair mask in my hair this morning.
A what?
I put a hair mask in my hair this morning.
Huh. Well, now you know. That's your audio vault for a Wednesday. It is the 4th day of December, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I mean, it's over $100,000 wedding. Come
Somebody's going to pop in. Yeah.
Someone's going to sneak
very
in.
Very likely. Yeah.
I also, when I first read this, all I did was just got mad.
Kevin James.
How did I miss out
on
this?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is all about you trying to figure out.
How did I miss out on DJing this one? With a band and a DJ? That seems like way less work.
Yeah, right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right. It's Beanie Bonanza Day. You got a lot of Coyote Country beanies to give away, and all you got to do is match me on the wavelength. Let's see how it goes. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, buddy. Appreciate you. Jonathan, I'm going to grab a couple of these topics off the text line to see if we can get on the same wavelength. You know how the game works?
Yes.
Okay, so if there are those who don't, I'll grab a category that was suggested by somebody off the text line, and then you give me your top three in that category. If we match in the exact same spot, you get 2 points. Otherwise, you get 1 point. Let's just say that you have to get 4 points in order to get the beanie. Otherwise, I'm going to open it up for everybody else. We'll probably do like three rounds. Let me grab one of these off the text line. No, not ways to get fired. We're not using that one. Funny, though. Best Kevin excuses for not making it to work. Okay, top three best excuses for Kevin not making it to work. That one's going to be a little harder, but I do enjoy the category. I'm going to write mine down. All right, best top three excuses for Kevin not making it to work. What do you say, Jonathan?
Can't find his keys.
Can't find keys, okay. Yep.
Flat tire.
All right.
And phone was dead, so alarm didn't go off.
Oh, my gosh. We are off to a great start. Number one was my clothes were wet and they didn't dry fast enough, so I was late. That was yesterday's. Number two, couldn't find keys or wallet. Number three, dropped phone on floor, couldn't hear the alarm, or forgot to set alarm. That's already 3 points. You're already doing very well, Jonathan. Let's see. Let me grab another category here. Well, this one's kind of weird because it's I saw today the most popular dog names. In fact, maybe I'll just throw that in the news here in about 10 minutes. So, dog names. Top three dog names. All right. I'm in. Top three dog names. What do you have, Jonathan?
Bear.
Bear, yeah, okay.
I'm terrible with pet names. We're going to go with Max.
Okay. Like that.
And what's the girl one?
Great question.
Bailey.
Bailey?
Yeah.
I actually know humans with all those names, but that's okay. I had Lassie, Benji, Rover. No points. All right, we got to get 1 point out of this last category. Got to get 1 point out of this last category, Jonathan, or the beanie goes up for grabs, okay? Let's see. Yeah. Let's just take not candy bars, gas stations, pie flavors. Let's do, okay, we'll do Christmas movies. And thank you to all those who text in all the topics. Christmas movies, Jonathan. Top three Christmas movies. Let's see. We only got to get 1 point for you to win the beanie. What do you have for me? Top three Christmas movies.
The Grinch.
Okay. Good one.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Oh, boy. Here we go.
And
I'm going to tell you right now, Jonathan, I don't have either of those on my list. So you've got to get this one or the beanie goes up for grabs. You've got no pressure on you, but it's all the pressure in the world on you.
What's the one with the Griswold?
You talking about Christmas Vacation?
Yeah. Christmas Vacation.
You saved it. I'm going to tell you right now, you saved it. I had Elf, Home Alone, Christmas Vacation. That's 2 points in the last round to give you a total of five. By the skin of your teeth, as they like to say, you won yourself a Coyote Country beanie by matching you with at least 5 points. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you. I was going to do Home Alone instead of, but I switched it at the last second.
Were you like trying to start a fight with Die Hard? Because everybody likes to fight about that one to see if it's a Christmas movie.
Of course.
That a boy. All right, hold on for 1 second, man. We'll get you hooked up with that beanie. We've got more beanies today. It is a beanie bonanza day. We realized we got a ton of these beanies, so we need to get rid of them. And by get rid of them, I mean get them to you. So another chance coming up in a little bit. We got a little bit of news with the most popular dog names of 2024 on the way as well.